This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Yes.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Friday. You know what that means? It's time for Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk, and on today's show, I finally got him, Wisher, in studio. It took a while, but they're in studio. They just got in. Going to give them a chance to kind of kick back and relax. We're going to be playing some new tunes from them. They've got a new member. We're going to be talking to her. And Crocs, apparently. We're going to be talking about Crocs. We're going to have a lot of fun with them. We're also going to be going Facebook Live, so go to the Sessions Facebook page, see their smiling faces, leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we will read them on the air if we possibly can read your dirty joke, because FM radio people are listening. Got to give a big old shout to Andrew WK from Michigan. He just got engaged. Kat Denning, the actress, yeah, those two are hitched. So, to say congratulations to them, here's Andrew WK, here's Party Hard, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio, and of course, the Solid State Radio app.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Wall. My night got lonely, can you give me a call? Once in a while, I'll remember your name. A photo book dressed in flames. I left it the right way. Went far down, turned it sideways. So look up from below to the issue route, bro. Covered in residue from a broken August star in you. Slow motion recovery, a fair ending, a tragedy. Pick and choose what to abuse. The substances that you use. Addicting chemistry. Piece together what you left of me.
Fork in the rope, popped a hole in your tire. Got a lot of love for a textbook fire. Dirty mouth, even dirtier car. Took a wrong turn, happiness is far.
I left it the right way. Went far down, turned it sideways. So look up from below. You're the one to outgrow.
Covered in residue from a broken August star in you. Slow motion recovery. Dead end hope to a tragedy. Covered in what's left to you. A broken winter, a pipeline flue. Slow motion self-loathing. A cracked sidewalk and ripped clothing.
I left you the right way. Fell down, hill climbing sideways. I look up from below.
Hi, this is Emily Fox from Sugar Punk Fairies. You're listening to Solid State Sessions.
Sugar Punk Fairies right there. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus on Sessions. And yeah, it is that time of year where I will whip out a few Christmas carols that some of the local bands have brought forth. Wisher, they're here. We're going to be talking to them momentarily. But first, let's pad things out a little bit. Here's Cougaran, their latest. Here's Revolution. And it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Stop and stare. People don't see it without a care. Society
All local, all original, all the time. That's Cougaran with Revolution, their latest one of the tunes that they've recorded over in L.A. They have a new album coming up, and they pinky swore that they were going to give me first crack at it. So hopefully that makes Jay make it happen. Wisher, they're in studio. Let's get reacquainted. Here they are, Lady Jane, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Wisher, Lady Jane. That's one I've been playing for a couple of years now. They've got some new stuff, new members, and a new attitude. We're going to be talking to them in just a moment. Got to pay the bills. It's Sessions on Solid State Radio. And welcome back to the show. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. I got him. It took a while, but I got him. Ladies and gentlemen, Wisher, welcome to Sessions. How are you?
We're great.
Doing happy fantastic. Thank you so much for having us on.
We got Drake, who I've seen before. It took me a while to remember it, but from Letters from Abel. So thank you very much for coming out here. You guys have a couple new tracks, some new members.
Yeah, we've been cooking. We've been cooking.
Yeah. So let's talk about the new members right off the bat. Let's get somebody introduce them to me.
This is Emily.
Hello.
Emily's this one.
Yes.
And that is Drake.
Well,
shit,
was that one?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, I told you right off the bat.
Wow.
We're still cooking stage names. I'm going to call her Emily M. Sometimes I call her M.
Yep.
Her mom's name is Kim. So it's only fitting to say M, right?
Hi, Kim, if you're listening at home.
I don't think she is.
She probably is.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, Emily is with the group because we lost Mole, unfortunately. And so you were able to find Emily. Where did you find... I'm going to ask Emily. Emily, where did they find you?
Drake.
Through Drake?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's basically how.
Pull the mic up a little closer to you.
Get,
so, I mean,
get right in there.
So they contacted you or you contacted them or?
I was trying to get into a band on the scene, so I was just like following every Instagram local band, basically.
Okay.
And so I followed LFA, their members, and then he messaged me. He was like, "Are you in a band?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Oh, I know Kaylee's looking for someone." So
okay.
He got me in contact with her.
I mean, I remember seeing the Facebook posts from Wisher, how excited they were with you, and then you seen like some footage because you've played some shows with them. I mean, mm-hmm. you bring in another whole nother element. What was an audition like for Wisher?
Oh, that was just at Tim's basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
Wishmaster, Fly by Night.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, doing Rush and Nightwish as your
right.
audition.
Rush and Nightwish. That was the audition.
Such a great
just
idea.
Came in and started killing it immediately. It wasn't even an audition.
It wasn't
like,
an audition. It was like, I hope you want to stay kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like
it was,
immediately.
So it was kind of a mutual audition.
For her.
Yeah,
you audition for her.
Yeah.
Emily's like, yeah, I guess.
No, when I played, I felt like that was not my best day. And they were like, oh my God, you're awesome. I'm like,
Okay, so one last question, then we're going to move on to something else. How did it feel going to their back catalog and going through some of the other songs? Was it, you know, easy to learn, hard to learn, daunting? How was it?
Most of it was pretty easy to learn.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel like, does she bring another element to the tracks, is she completely 100% faithful to the original?
She's very faithful to the original, which was important to me, especially with Meant For Me Finale, which is my favorite song we've written up until the one that's coming out after Crocata. The new one that's coming out is my second favorite, but she plays his solos the way that he wrote them, and I am very grateful because him and I were very close, and losing him was hard, and I really cared about those songs being played the way that they are, and she's just awesome, you know, just came in and did it the way that I asked. So
she also brings her own element to it though too.
That is
right.
Also a note.
She's faithful to the originals, but she has her own element to bring to everything new that we write.
I think that's kind of a healthy way to look at it when you're bringing a new member.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's really
you
all I can hope
that
for.
Exactly. I have to apologize. I didn't know you guys released a new track recently. It's like a week old or something like that.
That
I think
it's
2 weeks.
2 weeks old,
and
I'm just now learning about it. Okay.
We
almost,
hyped it up.
All right.
We didn't hype it up. We just dropped it.
Yeah, we kind of stealth released it almost. We were just like, hey, guys, we were in the studio recently. Here's what we did.
It is intense, and we're going to talk about that, but I've got to take care of the Facebook Messenger, Facebook Live. You have some comments coming in.
Ooh.
Deborah says, love this song. You're all so awesome. You got Jeff saying, you all rock. Tell Noah I said, hey.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Grant says, hell yeah. Sessions rocks. And Grant, yes, you are correct. I'm going to give that the heart emoji. Blood Rune Sigil.
Oh, hey.
Two devil horns up. Absolutely giving that one the Sup, heart guys? Emojis.
Sweet.
So the new track, I'm going to screw this up. What is it? How's it pronounced again?
Crocata.
Who's talking to me about this one?
Noah's going to talk to you because it's his brainchild.
Okay.
It's his baby.
I guess I am.
This whole song came to be because of Noah, and I would love for you to explain to us about it.
It almost sounds like you're like, if you completely hate it, it's Noah's fault.
Pretty
that's
much.
Exactly
what I'm
that's
saying.
Fine.
That is 100% what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But also, Noah's the only one who truly understands Crocata because it was born from his imagination. So I think any of us explaining it wouldn't do it justice.
All right, Noah. Talk me through it.
All right. So I got the idea for it because I used to be really heavily into Greek mythology.
Okay.
And I also love Assassin's Creed Odyssey, the game, even though it got very repetitive. It's not but the idea was so the Crocatus hyena, it's actually in, like, if you're using the like proper Greek terminology, it's Crocatus with an S at the end. I just didn't put the S at the end because it would be easier to search up, because there's nothing out there that's called the same thing, song-wise. But it's essentially a hyena. It's a mythological hyena that had the ability to imitate human voices, and it would kind of take the shape or the voice would sound like somebody that person knew, like if it had its eyes on somebody like that it wanted to kill.
That sounded familiar to me.
It's kind of like the ancient form of what is known as a skinwalker.
Basically,
yeah, skinwalker or wendigo, something
like
that.
It's like the Greek mythological version.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
But
and
yeah,
it's in Michigan.
It's kind of a double meaning, though, because in my experience, just in the music industry, I feel like there's a lot of false, you know, I guess
people who wear
a
face.
Yeah, there's people who wear a face, make you promises, tell you things that, you know, you may want to hear, but might not always be what, like, as good as it, you know. I mean, there's a lot of just falseness with the music industry as a whole.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I feel like that's kind of the underlying meaning, is that don't be drawn to the first great, or as it may seem, great opportunity or great promise that this person might make, or, you know, whether it be a certain label, promoter, venue, show, whatever it may be, whatever the case is, it's, you really have to find a way to guard yourself in the industry, but at the same time, I guess, explore opportunities. But it's really hard. It's deeper
brave,
than I have
cautious.
The vocabulary to explain.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
Well, I completely understand what you're saying. We're going to play it. We're going to talk more about it.
Sounds good.
You're talking about people in the music industry. I completely understand. Here's a song that 1 million people are going to hear right now.
Sweet.
Right.
Very
on
nice.
Solid sure. State Radio.
Let us know how
this
you like
is
it.
Sessions Wisher Crocata. And it's on Sessions.
You want it and I'll make a mess of it. If you tell me how, I'll be what you want.
Crocotta. Latest from Wisher on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Now, we're hearing that, Kaylee, you're a big bass fanatic.
I have some hip-hop influence on me musically, yeah. I listen to everything, so.
As we're going through this track, you're like, no, check this out. All the bass, just let me know about the bass. And yeah. Like if you're in your car.
It'll rumble in certain sections. I made sure to have that 808 in there. The main influence from that was the song Scream by Avenged Sevenfold. I don't know if you know that song.
Yeah.
But there's that boom, boom. And I was like, we need to put that in there somewhere.
So the bass player was like, I'm cool with this. Yes, we can do that.
I just want to say, I want to reference a comment that I saw on the feed.
Yes.
Blood Rune Sigil put, this is a Thrashin's Creed. I freaking love that. That is awesome. I think that'll be like in the
canon. Is that on your guys' feet?
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah. That's a heart emoji.
That'll be
right
our
there
genre.
That's
now
a laughing emoji right there. Yeah.
We'll make a sub-metal category, and it'll be the Thrashin's Creed.
The Thrashin's Creed. 2026, maybe?
Yeah. There we go. John. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That made me
there's a lot of things coming in hot and quick. Appreciate you guys chiming in. John says, wow, this is cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in on Facebook Live. Keep the comments coming. Now, this track is quite a departure from your previous work, is it not?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It is.
And that is intentional.
Intentional. Okay.
Very much.
So you came in, you brought in, and it's kind of to spotlight the two new guitarists.
Absolutely.
Correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. The next song will do more of that.
But it'll have a healthy dose of both of them.
Yeah.
So how are you guys going to do this with live shows? I mean, is it going to be strictly new stuff? Or are you going to sprinkle some the older stuff in there?
I think the primary focus, because of how much we've already played all of that stuff, I think people have seen enough of our shows now to know, you know, what we play in the past. I think primarily the focus is going to be newer stuff.
So if I show up, I'm like, I want to hear Lady Jane.
Well,
like,
no, obviously, well, no, obviously, like, we'll still keep like one or two in there, obviously.
If
like,
you get more time on a bill.
Sets.
Well, yeah, but time is also a factor. Yeah. You know, there's also,
if we only have enough time to run through the new material, then that's what we're going to put our focus on.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be in for the long haul playing a longer set, you're going to definitely be able to hear some of the older tracks as well, because we want to keep those, you know, close to us. We want to keep those in our back pocket for sure. We're not just going to go out and pretend like that first album, that first EP didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's going to take a back seat to this new sound that we're trying to go for.
I mean, 10 years from now, you'd be like, did you ever hear their first EP? It's completely right different than what they've done.
Very
but
much.
I mean, that's how artists grow.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's something from their old album. Liar, Liar, Chug Song. Who's going to talk me through this one? Everybody points to Kaylee.
Kaylee is.
I have a pet peeve. Jason Kane just made a post and he asked people what was their pet peeve, and I put lying. And I hate lying so much that I wrote a song about it, and that's pretty much the song. And
mm-hmm.
We recorded, I don't know which version you're going to play. That's the thing.
Well, you sent me two different versions. This is the most latest version, I believe.
Okay.
This is the remastered EP version.
This is a Kevin Wesley Williams version.
Because you sent me one track, I'm
okay.
Over and Under, that one, and then this one's just called Liar, Liar, Chug Song.
Okay, yeah. I'm Under and Over Your Five-Flavored Fruit Punch
yeah.
is actually the original name of the song.
I remember because on the air, I fruit it up.
Uh-huh. I am not the only offender now.
Yeah. I fudged it up, and... yeah, you called me on it.
I'm back to no strikes. That cancels mine out.
Yeah. I didn't complete the word. I didn't complete the word.
It was only half the word.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love that song and how it changed when we went to the sound shop with Kevin Wesley Williams.
Yeah.
But in terms of where we went forward from there, I just kind of felt over the song. I'm under and over it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do more songs that were epics, which is why Crocata is the most recent.
Do I get it? No. Here's Wisher, Liar Liar, the Chug song, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
I'm a hot
That didn't happen on
screen. That's me, Darren.
I know, but it's the closest thing with John.
Jake's
Johnny.
Yeah.
From Elsie Banks.
Can't say that.
From Elsie Banks, fantastic. Liar, Liar. Chug song right there from Wisher on Solid State Radio. It is Sessions. I'm your host, Adam Hairhuck. And, yeah, I mean, you were talking about the live show. And this is where you really get people behind you, get you chanting over there. And I've seen a lot of footage and still photos of you guys live. Still have not – I mean, I've seen you guys live, not the current band.
Correct.
Right? I mean, it was a couple years ago that I saw you at the Crown Road Bar opening for Sugar Punk Fairies. But
love them.
Yeah. So let's talk about – let's have a little fun, shall we?
Okay,
Spinal Tap moments. I'm wearing the shirt and everything else. I mean, because I know Kaylee, I see pictures of her jumping all over the place. We're going to start with you. You have to have a moment where just things go wrong.
I feel like I'm so acquainted with improv that when things go wrong, I just make it another thing. Like, I'm really into dancing.
Okay.
And there has been times, there's actually video of this, of me stepping. I'm always stepping on something. One time I did step on your pedal at the Flint show, and I'm like tripping, and the video ends like right when the trip is happening. But then I like, I'll drop to the ground or something, you know, to try to cover that up. There's a Diesel video of an ankle roll. It's pretty bad. I like jump and then I land and my whole foot goes.
Oh.
But I kind of just shook it off. I was like, I'm dancing. It's
surprised
fine.
It
just
doesn't happen more.
Shake my feet, you know. Good thing I'm flexible because like otherwise I would probably have hurt myself.
What do you got? What about you guys?
Jake, you can go first.
I've never really had that many. Oh yeah, that's right.
Emily had to
this
remind
actually,
you.
At one of like the last show that we played at a frat house over in East Lansing, like Michigan State territory. Not trying to ignite any football feuds or anything, but by mentioning one of the schools. But we played this. It was a very personal show. Everyone was right up next to us, like you know, high fiving us while we're playing and
this
stuff like
that.
It was super claustrophobic, but you know, yeah, really high energy. Everyone was going crazy.
It was awesome.
I didn't even notice when it happened, but somehow someone grabbed the clip-on tuner off the headstock of my bass guitar, and I had to buy a new one. Someone got a souvenir from that show. So if you're out there and
what
you're
kind
listening,
of a jerk move actually.
It was only like $15, so keep it. I guess.
Check
I don't care.
Bay, it'll be $400. Wisher
I just thought that
Jake
was hilarious.
Tuner.
Original
stage
battle
used.
Yeah.
Stage used.
Tell you what, bring it back and I'll sign it for you.
Yeah. Emily,
steal it
Emily, same question.
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
She's never done anything wrong on stage ever. You heard it here first, folks.
Yes. Oh,
no. She's pretty fresh.
Yeah, she's never failed
I've
once.
Played a few of them.
How
she's
many
perfect.
Shows have you actually played live so
the
far?
The ones with you guys.
So you've only played two, three?
Three.
You have played. Emily has only played live three times.
Calling BS right now. She's on the witness protection program. She's actually been in like a huge band in like California. And
what?
The
what is
truth
this?
Comes out.
She's Kiko Larrero's understudy.
Because
no,
I mean, you're
blonde.
Too good to be just. Oh, it's my first gig, guys.
Please yes. don't make fun of me. I'm very shy.
Yeah. Yes.
All
right.
Destiny.
Fine. If you want to participate, Drake.
I don't think it's Drake.
she just doesn't make mistakes.
I'm sure there will.
Yeah.
It wasn't really the end of days, but there was a Wisher show we were playing for the Girls Rock Detroit, and I was two songs in and hadn't changed my strings for a good month. And my A string just snapped.
Punched out early.
Yeah, top of the song. And so I had to, and it was only the only guitar I had with me at the time, but I had an extra pack of strings, so I had to complete.
Did you have a Floyd Rose where you had
Oh, no, that's her.
Oh, okay. Every,
yeah. 90% of the guitars she owns.
Floyd Rose. You're done.
No.
I'll see
you. No.
You're done.
No.
Your career's
no.
over.
You cannot.
I just had a Fender
Strat.
Throw the
guitar away.
So.
Throw the guitar away.
I just had
I'm
to compete.
I'm going to Guitar Center, guys.
I had to do a quick surgery, and then by the next song,
but
we were good to go.
You changed that pretty fast.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
It was one of the
I don't
faster
think I could
times.
The professionals are able to get things taken care of. If you guys don't open up one of your shows with this tune, I will be very disappointed. The greatest show.
Hmm. Yes, please.
I apologize.
That's Jake's showcase song.
That's my showcase song.
We have better
openers. Well, because when I joined the band, I asked Kaylee directly. I was like, can I have one bass solo, please? I'm not asking for much.
Yeah.
Mm. It actually worked out.
But yeah, it's way too much. Matter,
she said, how dare you know your place, bass peasant? And I was like, all right.
She rolled up a newspaper, smacked you for about a half hour. Everybody's trying to like climb her off of you, and Emily's like, no, let this happen.
It's actually great. It's great, though, because, like, yeah, we did it for your sake, but it doesn't feel forced.
Like, no, it doesn't. Like, it really works. I feel like every time it's about to happen, the whole crowd is just like, what's about to happen? And they're like, who's that guy?
And it's like, oh.
And I was like,
thunder.
I was like, I spent $2,000 on this thing to just stand behind all you guys. Like,
I have to mention that song came to me in a dream.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I literally, not literally, I'm using that word incorrectly. I actually woke up, okay? I actually woke
up.
And that song was in my mind. It was the chorus. Welcome to the greatest show. It's the only one.
I remember
you'll
how excited
know.
You were to share with us.
And as soon as I woke up, I ran out of the living room and started writing it down. I mean, it was very abrupt. I remember it just being dark and me trying to find a notebook and just get it out of my mind. It was one of those magic songs that just came to me.
That's how Paige wrote Stairway to Heaven.
That's true.
It makes sense.
It's a gift, honestly. We're just vessels, musicians, so it's a gift from higher power.
Here's five vessels giving you the greatest show. Here's Wisher on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Where's Wisher? If they don't start a show off with that, I am strongly disappointed in this band. Oh, by the way, they're in studio right now.
Oh, hey.
You will not be disappointed if you don't hear Greatest Show opening. I promise you.
Well, the thing is, now we kind of have
will.
To.
He will. No.
No, we have fine. Better and bigger.
I will be in the building, and you'll be like, Adam's here. We're not starting off the Greatest Show. Just take him off.
Security.
I promise.
I'll be dragged out. All right, let's talk about what you guys got coming up. Let's go.
Okay, so we have a single coming out soon called Get Off, and it will be immensely amazing.
It's gonna change your life.
I almost used
with how good it is.
Yeah.
Different
yeah.
language.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotta get creative. It's going to be amazing, and we are going to also have a music video with it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be playing it live December 23rd at the Merry Metal Christmas Show at the Diesel. And
yes,
we are
yes,
on
yes.
from 8 o'clock to 8:30. So if anybody is late, they will be missing the bands before us.
And
which
we will publicly
suck.
Shame them.
And they'll be missing my super cool intro to our show. Our show intro is going to be very
yes.
special. There's some surprises that we're pulling out. And we will be establishing a new direction with Wisher
yeah.
live.
And I think like another thing to note is like how you were talking about Crocata being a different direction.
It is.
And that's exactly like Jake said. It's intentional. And we're going to play these songs kind of the way they were meant to be in a way. Because
mm-hmm.
we also have a keyboardist named Joe. You're going to have to help me with his last name. Garolfo. His name is Joe.
we call him Sweet Joe.
But he calls him Sweet Joe.
Joe. Who's
but,
going to be
so
joining
that's,
us.
So that's kind of the idea, especially with this next song, Get Off. It's more encompassing of that, while at the same time, you know, it's still retaining the heavy, like classic heavy metal feeling that you would normally, you know, come to expect. But it's
yeah.
like I said, my biggest inspiration musically is European metal and a lot of what
mm-hmm.
they incorporate with it. And a lot of those elements are symphonic elements.
Right.
And we have this guy who's an incredible keyboardist. He is absolutely amazing. And he incorporates all that stuff that I've just been waiting on. I'm just like, finally, like, would get off. It's like, yes,
basically,
finally. This is what I've been waiting for. Like, this big
Noah's been waiting his whole life
like,
to
yeah.
meet this guy. So,
I literally
yeah, I'm
have.
I'm happy for him.
I don't think I've really expressed it to him the way that he might think, because I feel like it would be really, really weird if I just started,
yeah.
like. But
me and Noah
seriously...
aren't going to be hanging out so much anymore. He's going to be off with this Joe.
Yeah.
I'll just be alone.
Sweet Joe.
Yep,
but
sweet
this, the atmosphere, the feeling, the encompassing of like style of what we've been trying to portray, I guess, is coming through more than it's ever have with this next song.
Well, I want it as soon as possible when you guys get it.
Yeah.
Wisher in studio. Thank you very much for joining me. This ends the episode of Sessions, but don't worry. Tomorrow from 9 to midnight, I'll be here exclusively on Solid State Radio, bringing you 3 hours of nothing but Michigan-made music. Good night, everybody. You're awesome.
Well, hello there.